This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And my father was detained after Hajj this year. He was detained in Egypt for 20 days. The government detained him, and I sent out an email, and there was like a big, some noise happened. I wasn't here, I was in Canada trying to facilitate the release of my father. But someone sent me an email, and it meant so much to me, this email. The brother sent me an email because in Hajj time, I was giving a lecture to my father's group, my father's Hajj group. And in that, subhanAllah, it was just a blessed moment in Mina. I was giving this lecture and you know, like half the people are crying in the lecture. And in the, with all the people sitting there, my father, I could see him sitting there, and towards the back of the group, he was also crying, but without him slouching his shoulders were so high and his head was so high up, he was looking at me directly in the face. And in the khutbah, I was saying to myself that I'm happy that I made my father proud. I had done that, alhamdulillah. And one brother who was sitting there watching this, he's seeing my father, he's seeing me, and we look very similar, almost like twins. People think it's my brother, but it's my father. He's looking at the two points, and then he said to me, he wrote this email, he said, you know, Muhammad, I realized at that moment that it was the dua of this man that got you to where you are today. And then it hit me, I hadn't really thought about it. I said, you're absolutely right. That you may see me giving the khutbah today, but it's not because one day I just got up and said, I want to give khutbahs and I want to do this. No, it's the dua of my parents. And for throughout my whole life, and like I said, this is a recurring theme you will see with people who memorize the Quran and accumulated knowledge of Islam, is that they had parents who used to pray Qiyamul Layl. They had parents who made dua for their child, a boy or girl, and they had parents who, when their child had an obstacle where they were going to swerve left or right from studying Islam, they stopped them and kept them firm on the path to studying Islam.